we shut it down. Oh, just to
okay. Well, we're
back on. I believe that Mr. Wolf has one item that he wants to bring before the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Okay.
This is kind of interesting. We've got Hickory Ridge. I don't know if you are aware where that's at. Out on 160 and 248 Junction out there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Platted. I don't remember exactly. There's 40, 50 lots platted.
Something along those lines.
There's a section of proposed lots that shows on there in two different areas. Mm-hmm. There's no Division III record.
Yeah, we can't find a record of any Division III permit.
Do
you know when it happened?
2005.
Okay.
So my question is, and I posed this to Bob and Bonita, talked to everybody in place. They, you know, I don't know. The attention of the lots in two areas were shown as dash lines, weren't platted, but they were shown as dash lines on the plat. And my question is, because I was wanting to see if it was originally run through to where what is platted was all that was approved, or if all of it was approved so we could just plat it and move on. So my question is, to plat this, do we have to come back to Division III, or we do the intent of what the plat shows? And it's you guys' call what we do. I mean, they're ready to develop some more calls, believe it or not. These guys have sold 8 or 10 lots in the last 60 days out there. Well, they're getting ready to close. Some of them closed, part of them aren't, but they're about out of lots.
Are those other lots that are intended are behind, like towards the back and then to the north?
Northeast.
North, okay.
That was
Rosencrantz's.
Where John's one plus houses.
Yeah, yeah.
The road goes in right there, and then it goes in that sway in the hill and goes up on that knob. That's one section.
Okay.
Then the other section, you entrance off of 160, go back in, and there's three lots planned out right there.
Okay.
Then there's a section of 30-some acres just directly on the left when you go into it, and I'm going to bring through Division III.
Right there by the well or wherever's there?
We're going to do a treatment plant and well and do some high density right there. But that'll come to through. But my question is, on the bigger 5-acre lots, do we need to present that to you, which is approve it, since we can't find any Division III record of anything? Now, it's been issued building permits out there for houses for a long time.
It's been done. Personally, I don't have a problem with it if it follows the original intent.
The only thing, the number of lots,
on the other part.
The number of lots we will not change.
No.
But we may change the way a lot line looks, but you'll still have the same number of lots.
So what about item number 5 on all of our decisions of record that say, number 5 reads, the decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder's Office. So is there a recorded record of this? Anything?
Not that I can find.
Not that we can find. The plat itself was recorded, and it shows, like Eddie's saying, a certain number of lots. I neglected to bring the plat with me, but it's got a certain number of lots that are definitely recorded, and then it's got a certain area where it shows lots basically in a dashed line.
It shows kind of a preliminary sketch, kind of like you draw out on a napkin. You know, that's the way they're kind of shown.
But you don't know whether or not there were any additions or addendums to the decision of record. You don't know what the decision of record
was. That's what my question was, because I didn't have a
clue.
I talked to the developers, John and Gary, and they bought the land. They were in California. Mm-hmm. They hired Great River Engineering to go in and do the layout. And they were supposed to have brought it through here, recorded the decision of record, and everything. They thought everything was fine. Then when I asked the question, there's nothing available. So did it just get done and platted and slip through the door, or what happened?
I don't know. It came through here.
There's great.
Did it?
There's great.
Through, yeah.
Have anything?
That was before me.
Yeah, I remember that.
That's Rosencrantz's problem.
You don't?
I don't.
Well, I do. I don't. Know both of them.
I was here in probably every meeting from 2002 to 2009 or 8. Uh-huh. Probably didn't miss a meeting. And I never remember coming through.
We even went.
You mean in the meeting here?
Yeah.
Well, it did.
Now, I want to explain this. At one time when Kirk was here, there for a while, that if it was a 5-acre tract, the the board didn't want to see. And I think, now this is personally what I think happened. I don't know if it did or not. I think there were 5-acre tracts, nothing smaller, and I think it was platted, signed off, and never brought before the board. That's what I think happened.
Who was the administrator at that time?
I think Kurt. Kurt?
So you think that's maybe...
Because I done a plat or two that had 5-acre tracts that exceeded 6, and he signed off on it.
And kind of what Eddie's saying, the staff even tried to go back to the agendas and back to the minutes to see if we could find something from that time period, and we just weren't able to locate anything from that time period.
Listened to the minutes from the year 2000 to the year 2006 and never found one mention of the development, nothing in that section that the land's in or anything. I don't think it came through.
And none of the minutes for 3 different meetings, which is what it would...
Well, none of them was there.
My feeling is that we would need to rehear that again.
That's fine. I mean, I just... The owners don't have a problem with it. It's just that I needed a decision by the board that, you know, I can go to the owners and say, yeah, we need to resubmit this and let them look at it because we want a paper trail. And so it's right.
And that's exactly...
Yeah, but there is... I think they've done the best they can do, and I can't find anything, and the owners don't know anything.
Oh, well, it's a good development. I mean,
it's probably one of the nicer ones.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I mean, it's probably
one of the number ones in the county.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we need a motion to rehear?
I don't think so. Dude.
Okay. Let's I'll just draw a preliminary. Okay. Can let me ask. Let's see. No, that can't work. I don't think they're that big a hurry. I can go ahead and submit and do the concept next month.
Okay.
Well, either that or unless you want to count this as concept and I come to public hearing next month.
Well, you know, that's another question because we've done that before, but why can't you bring it for concept next Monday night?
I can.
Isn't that our regular schedule?
The only thing is the application didn't meet the deadline to get it in. That's okay. Unless you want
okay,
to
and that deadline
yeah,
is what?
We've let's see, the deadline would have been...
last year.
Okay, so could we waive that? Or is timing not particularly an issue for you?
I don't know if it would be. I just asked the question.
The deadline was the 27th.
27th of April, yeah.
Let's do it right, because I'm going to resubmit the other one. In that way, there's no question.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to...
I think so, too.
Just because of that.
I think that's an excellent idea.
Okay,
anything else?
Okay.
Thank you. Anything else from you?
I guess the primary update I had, we've been very busy trying to continue to look at a number of these homes that have been flooded. We understand that FEMA arrived today and they're beginning to begin their assessments. Probably one of the biggest concerns is, as the floodplain administrators, we're supposed to evaluate these structures. If they're in the floodplain, we're supposed to make a determination as to whether the damage to the home was more than 50% of the market value of the home. If it is, they're actually supposed to meet the current regulations. They're supposed to show that these homes are elevated above the base flood elevation, which is potentially going to be a huge issue for a number of folks. We've had a number of people, spent quite a bit of time in the Foggy River Road area. We've had a number of people in that area that actually don't want to rebuild there. Mm-hmm. They're looking at the possibility of it. It's my understanding that the county would actually have to apply on behalf of those residents to FEMA, for like a buyout type grant. And that may be a possibility. We don't know. We're still trying to do a lot of research. We've actually been going out, basically the staff's been going out to each one of these homes, shooting photos of the front of the home, the back, all the entire exterior and interior.
And just, you are the floodplain administrator now, or investigator, I think.
Exactly. And of course, the flooding event just happened to pretty closely coincide with my with
day.
My beginning here at the
next question, and that is, how many times will FEMA pay for reimbursement on the same property.
I know they'll pay multiple times.
They will pay as long as the president declares a disaster.
And I believe he's correct. I believe that he's actually correct.
As long as you do the repairs that they pay.
Right.
If they give you a check and you do the repairs and you can prove it, then they will, if it happens again, then they will pay again.
Whenever it's all said and done, you have to send all your receipts and all your paperwork back to FEMA with your original papers.
And show that you didn't take the money and go to the Caribbean.
As long as it happens again and the president declares it a disaster area, then FEMA will pay.
So what happens to an area like Foggy River Road, right down on the lake, and some people decide not to rebuild, and some do rebuild? Does the county go in and condemn areas or neighborhoods?
This is the thing. There, like I said, I know there are mitigation funds available through FEMA where the county can apply on the property owner's behalf. And basically, my understanding is that they're supposed to get a market value for their house. Now, here's the concern I have. I don't know if there's a cap on that. I don't know if they're, my understanding is, like, if they make a determination that this was a however million dollar disaster, I think from my understanding, talking to the FEMA representative this morning, only a percentage of that money can go toward buyouts. And so that is a real concern. We don't know at this point where we stand. I mean, it's still early enough in this process. The other thing is these buyouts, if they happen, could potentially take a long period of time. I mean, we may be looking at a year, possibly 2 years from talking to FEMA this morning. Mm-hmm. And so it may be something that happens, but it's likely not going to happen quickly. And when I was with Christian County, we had one property that went through this process. It was the Riverside Inn. It was a restaurant property that had been there for quite some time. They approached the county commission. The county applied for a buyout grant. It was approved. They bought the property. The county then becomes the owner of that property, and there's actually a deed restriction that's recorded that prevents anybody from ever building a structure on it. Basically, it would have to become park space, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it had been flooded this time, they had to tore it down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting times. Anything else for the good of the order? If not, would entertain a motion to adjourn?
I'll make it.
Okay. So moved. Meeting is adjourned. We have missed your motion.